I have heard about it. Not a whole lot, though. I don't know a lot of details.
For us.
I believe this is the third. I believe it's the third year that we've been doing Day of Service. Yeah. It was a part of our strategic plan, actually, goal one, and it actually was like the last thing I think we worked on accomplishing from that strategic plan. But we enjoy it. We get to go around and just kind of capture the day. So it's definitely become one of my favorite days of the whole year. But yeah, have y'all heard of anybody going out and serving? Have you heard of any projects?
No, I haven't.
I don't. I tried the other day, but the person that was in charge wasn't in the office. So
yeah,
I didn't get to dig any further.
I was looking at the spreadsheet recently. And so we have kids going out to Centennial to do a lot of cleanup, different parks in the community.
I like
that.
The
junior high has a new outdoor learning center that the junior high teachers and some students are working on. Making that look nice.
Art is doing a mural. We're trying to figure out where exactly that's going to be, but we know the high school art, they're doing a mural.
Oh, cool.
May 11th, the Transition Center is having a massive garage sale on May 11th. And so our transportation department is coming over to the Transition Center and helping sort price. And when I say massive, I mean
massive.
Y'all.
Big.
Massive.
It's a big deal. Amount of stuff that they have is like,
we were just there on Monday and it was like every room is just full of stuff.
Yeah, so. And they have like eight rooms. It's like,
yes,
they're ready to get rid of all the stuff. So I hope everybody plans on coming out to the May 11th.
Yeah. Cause they also have lots of good stuff from what we saw.
Yep.
So super cool.
Yeah. So who contributes all these things? Just
anyone in the community, I believe.
Anybody in the community that wants to.
Yeah. And it's really, we kind of push it back to our students and our teachers to say, reach out to our community centers, to our retirement centers. Just call people and say, hey, we have students, we have teachers wanting to give back to their community. Do you need anything for us to do, or do you have anything for us to do? So yeah, sponsors have really taken it upon themselves and students to find really cool, great things to do in Friendswood. So yeah,
that's good to hear.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. We'll be looking for the pictures because those will be coming out.
Okay.
Soon.
Absolutely. So with that said, welcome to season 3, episode 14 of FISD's The Podcast, where Kelsey Goals, that's me, and Dana Owen,
that's me,
have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. Today we have two people who we truly adore, Robin Groper and Larry Spader from Marketplace Care Partners here at Friendswood ISD. Let's dive in and get to know them a little bit better. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So glad you're here. So glad you're here.
So first, just tell us a little bit about the concept of a care team. So what all does that entail? How does it benefit the employees of Friendswood ISD? How did it get started? Take us in there.
Go for it, Robin.
Yeah, and we're going to let y'all figure out who goes first and second and all that kind of stuff. So,
no, it's actually something that we do primarily in businesses. This is the first time that we've done it in a public school setting. But we go into these places and we really just care for people. And it's kind of I think of it more as a front line, or first responder kind of situation where we've already built relationships and, or are building relationships. And then, so that when something does happen, that we can be there and be a familiar face in a situation. And then, you know, point people towards the resources and things like that, that they need. But a lot of what we do is just go in and just build relationships.
Yes. And, you know, I look at us as encouragers. You know, it's a tough world out there right now. And it's not only the challenge of educating students, but it's what's going on in the world right now and family responsibilities. And just to have somebody come in and willing to listen and say, I understand that. I understand that. And we have resources that we can recommend for certain situations. But just really to be there to be a cheerleader for them, to say, you know what, you're making a difference in this world.
Now, this is something that was actually started by FISD Cares, which is a project of the Bay Area Alliance. They have funded this for us this year. And from my understanding, right now, y'all just meet with like front office staff and administrators. Is that correct?
Administration, staff, nurses, counselors, and occasionally a teacher or two. If we have a little extra time and we see a teacher, we want to encourage them. Yeah.
I could see, going back to Robin, what you were talking about is I could see where you know, not that there's anything wrong with your coworker coming in or someone from administration or HR coming in to say, how are you doing? How's everything going? It's just someone outside of the workplace. I think also that you just kind of feel like, I feel like I can just kind of tell you if there's something going on, or it's like, wait, why do they want to know that? Or, you know, I'm not just talking about me, but I'm talking about the outside businesses that you also work with. Mm-hmm. I could see where it would be beneficial where you're not a coworker,
right?
You know, so yeah, you don't have to hold, you know, put up your guard or anything like that. Right. Like, wait, are they going to spread this rumor about me, or, you know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah. And I'll say it definitely feels like you just both have such a beautiful presence. Every time you come into the room, there's just this calming air about you. And, I remember actually the first time meeting y'all, we were at our district leadership team retreat. And by retreat, we mean in the boardroom. And and they introduced y'all. And Larry, you actually sat at my table, and I immediately spiritually felt very connected to you. And so I was very grateful through some tough waters that we've navigated this year in my personal life with my family, and even just being able to come in professionally and talk. I've been so grateful just for that instant bond and instant connection. And anyway, just think so highly of both of you. I know Dana feels the same
and
way.
And I know it's not, we all four believe this, but it's not just happenstance that occurred, right? That Larry was sitting at your table. Yeah. You had some stuff that you went through with your life and your family, and Larry was there to, I just think, you know, I love, some people call it God winks. Some people, I don't know.
It's not a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
No. And something you said, Dana, I think is very important. We're sort of a neutral voice coming in, and we adhere to strict confidentiality so that they can feel free to share something with us, and they know it's not going to go any further than that.
Right. That's good to know. That's good to, you know, really to people believe that, but for you to say, and you, it's my understanding you'll have a lot of training. I mean, this is something, how many years have you done this?
Well, a lot. Right. I've been with Marketplace now for 10 years almost.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And they do, they're responsible for your training, or they?
Yes, we have monthly training and, yeah, there was a lot of training initially for this, and then monthly we have sessions that we go through for training. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, so both of you as care partners, your role is all about like social emotional support, right, for staff. So how do you kind of build that trust with staff members that you work with? And quite frankly, is it honestly sometimes really awkward walking into a room?
Yeah, let's start from the beginning. Like when you, like you knew you were going to start working with FISD and you didn't know anyone yet, or you were going to start working with a new business, not necessarily FISD, but just a new business. Is that something that you, your heart or stomach, you like you become anxious and you think, oh, I don't want to start over with a company? Or is that something that you've done it a while, you just kind of know humans are humans and this is how they react? Like kind of start at the beginning for me, because it would just help me a little bit.
I think sometimes it can be awkward. Different places have different feelings to them. For me, and I think for Larry, FISD was an instant connection.
Yes.
But there are places that you go into and you're like, ooh, I'm not really sure anybody really wants me here. Especially if people have never heard of it.
Sure.
And they're very suspicious.
Sure.
You know, you talk about the confidentiality, but can I really trust these people? Because of the background that we come from, sometimes people are a little, you know, like, that's not my thing. So I don't want to be a part of that. And sometimes it's a matter of years, you know, before that takes place. But I think for the most part, a lot of it is just being genuine and consistent and walking into a place. It's not something that we have to make up, or, you know, we don't have to stand outside the door and go, okay, I care about these people.
We just are generally wired
for that thing. And so it's very natural to us to walk into a room and care. And even, I'm sure Larry's had it, I know I've had it, that there are places that, you know, maybe an employee has left, but but I'm still in touch with that person because it's a genuine relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not everybody has that, by the way. Like your job would be, when I was younger specifically, my worst nightmare.
This is what it would be like if you walked in the room.
I'd be so awkward with just my head coming around the door like this, and they'd see only my eyes. And then I'd be like, Dana, run, go, get out of here. But the reason I say that, Robin, is, you know, in the beginning when y'all started coming around, it is a little awkward. And I would think to myself, I think what kind of broke it for me is I thought to myself, it's awkward for me, but I cannot even imagine how awkward it is for you. I know all the people I'm surrounded by.
Right.
You're coming in to our space and I feel awkward. And I'm like, wait, she probably really feels awkward if I'm feeling awkward. Like I'm not helping the situation, I guess is what I'm saying. It's like, she's a human being. I think I know one of your co-partners. Is Lynn Hobrotch?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, when you just know someone is just naturally good, that they just care for people, then, you know, you kind of, I guess I let my guard up and just like, okay, they're really just wondering how we're doing and how our day's going and to visit. And since then,
I really enjoy and look forward to y'all
coming. I enjoy y'all coming in. I don't always have something to share, you know, or nothing is always going on exciting or bad in my life, but it is. It's just another friend or person come around just to see how you're doing. And for whatever reason, coworkers don't do a lot of that.
No.
And I don't care what business you're in. Mm-mm. Coworkers don't do a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, just walking around visiting.
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate it.
You guys made us feel very welcome.
I'm derailing the awkwardness conversation. No, but,
you know, for me personally, I've been doing this type of thing for years. And so I'm used to going into situations where I don't know people. And I don't know if I inherited some of this from my mom, but my mom never met a stranger. She could know somebody for 5 minutes and she would say, that person's my best friend now. And I said, Mom, how quickly you did that, you know? And I think I inherited some of that ability from her to be able to just to go in and be genuine, as Robin said, and be a good listener. Mm-hmm. And kind of know some questions to ask that aren't threatening, but just help people to kind of open up and kind of find out who you are, and you get to kind of know them a little bit.
Does one come to mind?
Oh, Robin came up with a whole list of questions that we ask.
Robin. I'm terrible at this.
Oh, she's very creative. Believe me.
Well, I think I just try to think of things ahead of time that are just...
What was one of the last things that made you smile?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your challenge this week?
Or what was one of the last situations where you just go, did I really just do that? Or, you know, something funny type of thing, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like those.
Good icebreakers.
I don't want to ruin it, you know, but when I come see you at Thanksgiving, I will ask you what your favorite dish is at Thanksgiving, which is how I got a recipe from YouTube
We can talk food all day long. Yes. If anybody asks us any food questions, we light up.
Food lovers. I'm actually doing a cleanse this week, and it's been the most depressing week of my entire life.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
Let's talk about that corn pudding.
I really need y'all to come in every day this week. Please just check on me.
I don't know what it is, but if I am, I say stuck, if I am somewhere in the corner with someone that I don't really know, that sounded almost inappropriate. I don't find myself in corners with a lot of people.
Emotionally, you go back into the corner.
That's what it is, emotionally. Yeah. I think I'm in that corner. The only thing that ever comes to mind is talking about the Astros.
Oh.
Ever. Like, it's the only...
And that then, works.
And then I just sit there and my brain just goes, what do you say? What should I say? I don't know what to say in this moment. Like, it's so weird. I don't know why I do that.
I did hear, like, you know, weather is obviously a common thing people will bring up.
I say that a lot, too.
I heard, like, one of the main reasons it is commonly brought up is because it's one of the only shared things that we all have. Like, that we're all experiencing at the same time. Like, with whoever you're having the conversation with.
Right.
So I'm like, that's kind of an interesting thing, but...
Right. But I like y'all's questions better.
Yes, much better.
That's awesome.
Well, much better.
And I feel too that people love to talk about their children, their grand, especially grandparents.
Absolutely.
Oh my.
Right.
When I find a grandparent, I just know there's going to be a common bond there, mm-hmm. and we can just laugh and talk about our last time with our grandkids mm-hmm. and what that was like. And yeah.
Yep.
So sweet.
That is so sweet.
So despite like all of the awkwardness and some of this training, what led both of you into this line of work in the first place? What's your background?
I started off to be a medical doctor. That's what I thought I was going to do. And at about the age of 20, I felt a call into ministry. And the rest is history. And when my wife and I moved down here to Houston in 2013, I heard about Marketplace Ministries and thought, you know, that would be a good place for me to serve. And yeah, the rest is history. So that's kind of how I got into that. Yeah.
Amazing.
I've worked in youth ministry for 30 years. And so as a part of that, I've always kind of pursued different side jobs, I guess. And so I was working with Berry Alliance for Youth and Families, which is part of FIST Cares. And I had just finished a grant with them. And Brian, the guy that oversees us, mm-hmm. He asked if I would be interested in working with Marketplace. And I had never heard of it. Mm. I didn't know what it was about. And I was kind of a little stunned that it even existed. So that was about 6 years ago that I added that in there. And it's really expanded my vision of people in general, mm-hmm. you know, to really be out there where people are living their day-to-day lives. And it changes your connection to the world and to realize that everybody is experiencing something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it's just...
Everyone has had, will have
something
major yeah. things going on in their life, you know, and they're all different personalities. I think that I'm a little more closed off. I don't really share and talk a lot about, you know, that kind of stuff. I just somewhere along the line, I don't know, with my parents or something, it's just like, people don't care. I mean, that sounds bad. I mean, but in general, you know, you don't want to put that weight on someone else almost, you know?
When somebody asks, how are you? How often do you just go, fine.
Oh,
mm-hmm. you know, and right. a lot of times we don't even make eye contact, right? You just are like moving on.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I don't remember where I was going with that, but, it is just something that I have found to be very beneficial mm-hmm. of having people that are just walking around visiting, talking, knowing that if something serious does come up, you would feel very comfortable, because it will,
right.
to shut the door and say, hey, talk to me for, you know, a yeah. little bit. So
it's not if, it's when
Absolutely.
Something
That's
will
right.
come into our lives.
That's right.
I was working at a business downtown doing this, and saw this one lady, talked to her several times, and she usually would say to me, you know, Larry, I don't have time to talk right now. And I'd say, fine. But 4 years later, I walked by her office. Now I had seen her in between there, but I said, you know, there's something I've noticed about you. And she said, what's that? And I said, you have a work ethic that's out the ceiling. And it was like that wall came down. And from then on, it was like, Larry, come on in. Let's talk, type of thing. And sometimes you just have to be patient mm-hmm. and let them get to know you a little bit and know that they're somebody that you're somebody that they can trust.
Right.
That we actually really do care. You know,
right?
We say
yes.
that, and our badge
you
says
do.
That, but we do care.
Well, let me tell you something. It wouldn't work if you didn't.
Mm-mm. No.
We all know those people that don't really care. You just know that they're saying whatever and they don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we're used to that in our daily lives of how you doing? Good, great, good to see you. See, you know, move on.
Yep.
That's just a part of who we are and what we do, but it wouldn't work if you didn't care. And so that's what yep. you get after a while, is you get, okay, they do care. Mm-hmm. You know, they're here just to say hi and talk and visit and
yeah.
yeah. And I think you learn that. Kelsey, you're kind of an old soul, but I do think, you get this. I don't know that a lot of people get this, but as you get older, you do see that it's really about people and connections and just slowing down and just talking to people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just people are people,
being present.
And I think that's one of the beautiful things too about y'all coming in. It's not just about how you've cared for us and been that listening ear, but I do feel like you set such a great example of maybe how we should all be too, and to slow down and to take the time to have conversations and to reflect on like what's truly important. I just think y'all live that out so wonderfully.
Thanks. And part of our training is that if we come by an office and somebody is really busy, they're on the phone, we'll come back later. We're instructed not to impede the workflow. Okay. And so we try to be sensitive to that. But then every once in a while you go by an office and you just kind of know inside that there's something they want to share with you. Mm-hmm. And so then you stop and you take the time. And you may be there for 5 or 10 minutes, but that's okay. Because mm-hmm. that was what was needed at that
mm-hmm.
moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, specifically with Friendswood ISC, how have you seen Marketplace Care Partners fit in? This is the first time you said y'all have been in a school district. So what does that look like?
A lot of things have been the same. I think for me, what I've seen different from the other places that I visit is that when you walk into an office or when you walk into a business place, they're on a task. Mm-hmm. They're doing what they do. In a school district, these are the caregivers. They're literally taking care of people, and we're walking in to take care of the caregivers. And it's the sense of need and the sense of relief that somebody just went, you're doing okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's palpable to me. And I can feel when I walk into the office of the school, what it's going to be like. I can tell from the tension. You can tell from the very first individual that welcomes you at the door, whether it's going to be a just walk through and just be cool or engage. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at least that's how I feel, is that our calling is to really care for those that are giving care. And I'll let you know, you have teacher appreciation. I know you have Secretary's Day and all those things, but a lot of times the office staff or the person in that little cubby hole down the hall, there's not a lot of attention there.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. That's just like you said, everybody's so busy with their tasks and everyone has their list of things to do, you know?
Yes.
And so, no, that's the truth.
There's a couple spots I can think of that we walk into that we know we're not there to have a conversation. They are incredibly busy, mm-hmm. but we're just walking and going, I see you and I know how your day is going. Mm-hmm. And then we just leave and get out of their space. But you can see on their faces and in their body language, somebody noticed me today.
Mm.
So let's go ahead and rank our campuses. Number one through six.
Number one, the communications department.
Here we go with the real questions. Who's the worst welcomer of our campus? I'm just kidding.
There's no such thing.
No, you know, I want to just compliment FISD because I felt, and Robin and I have talked about this, we felt welcome from day one.
Yes.
It was just like, I mean, I've had people say to me, we're so glad that you're here.
Yes.
We've needed this. And wow, when people start saying that to you, you go, okay, now I see why we're here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a reason for this.
And I don't even know that like I necessarily would have recognized that need until y'all started coming and then just how wonderful it's been. And like, I think, I would miss you if you weren't here.
Well, we miss when somebody's not in their office, they're in a meeting somewhere and it's like, okay, I hope I catch them next time, you know?
Mm-hmm. But isn't that's so interesting, and I'm not going to get into this too much, but you know, we're having a problem. Really, America is having a problem with getting kids to school. Mm-hmm. And so many kids they can somehow convince themselves and their parents that they don't have to go to school all the time. And we're seeing really COVID shed light on how impactful it is to our emotional well-being and how important it is that we are connected to other human beings.
Yeah.
So you don't always notice or know that it's needed until you're like, wow, I really need other people. I really need connection. I need people to care about me and stop by and say, hey, how you doing? How are you really doing? You know? So that's just kind of the way things are with us. You know, we just don't know we need things until we realize that we need it. And y'all are definitely something, two people for sure that, you know, you're making an impact and a difference. And listen, right now, HR departments all over the United States are fighting to, you know, to get really quality teachers in their school districts. And it's a benefit. I think this is one of our benefits that we can offer employees is care partners. So just want to say that.
So has there been like a standout memorable moment during your time in FISD?
Well, there's one that's sort of comical. Okay. So I'm at a school the other day, and one of the people I always like to contact is the counselor at that school. But she was busy. She was talking to someone else on staff there, and outside her office were 12 fifth grade girls who were waiting to get into her office to talk to her. And I looked in, and the counselor said, "Larry, would you entertain those girls for just a few minutes, please?"
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, well, you're talking about being on the spot. So I remembered an illustration I had used one time of picture the earth as a terrarium. And we have everything there we need, air and water and sunlight and all that. And then I just went around to these fifth grade girls and I said, "So what else would you want to have in the terrarium called Earth?" And well, they would want Chick-fil-A for sure.
Oh, that's a good one.
Starbucks.
Oh, my goodness.
They want to make sure there's some horses and some dogs. And you know, 10, 12 minutes went by just boom like that. And the counselor's just waving at me like, thank you.
Yes. So Taylor Swift wasn't mentioned, huh? They didn't mention Taylor Swift.
They didn't mention Taylor Swift. No, okay. They didn't.
Okay. That's another great question. I love that question.
There you go. Yeah.
Our kids, you know, Kelsey and I get to experience this on a regular basis when, like, there's just feeling that comes over. It's like, we've got to get on a campus. Mm-hmm. And you get on a campus and you're surrounded by kids. And there's just this energy and life that just comes with being on a campus with kids.
Yes. And they're goofy and just funny.
And sweet.
And sweet.
So sweet.
Like, I can't tell you how many times we've walked into a kindergarten classroom, have never met a single child in there, and the amount of hugs that we get, and they're reaching your knees, and it's just this, I mean, it's just the sweetest little thing. The love they have to give.
Kelsey, so we walk into a room and I don't say anything and Kelsey doesn't say anything, and they swarm Kelsey and no one comes to me. And I'm like, I give off the most, like, serious vibe, I think. I'm just like a school teacher walking in. It's like, kids, sit down at your tables.
They probably see what I wear and they're like, she has the same style as me.
I can talk to her. Right?
She's one of us.
Oh, that's funny. But they do bring life, don't they?
They do.
Oh, they do bring life.
They do. I love to just walk into the cafeteria sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like I'm old enough to be grandpa several times over. And it's like the kids just sort of look at you. Oh, grandpa's here, you know, and they just start talking to you about anything, type of thing. So
they do.
Yeah. So sweet.
It is. And I know Robin's had you've had some great experiences too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, honestly, one of my favorite things that happens, and it actually happened this morning again, the person that has resisted you all this time, and something happens one day, and they just all of a sudden start talking, and then they all of a sudden stop, and they have this look on their face, and they're like, "I don't know why I just said all that to you," and I'm like, "I know,
yeah, I do,
I know why you did,
yeah,
and it's just." It's just incredible to see people almost bloom because they just had the chance to breathe. That's my favorite part. Yeah. Just watching. And the gift to me to get to walk the halls of these schools. Mm-hmm. I literally, at one of the campuses a couple of weeks ago, I was just walking through and there's kids everywhere, which you would think would be really chaotic.
Right.
But they are involved. They're mm-hmm. engaged in what they're doing, all these little groups. And I couldn't wait. I just walked around the halls till I found a teacher that was on break. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you guys just need to know how awesome it is.
I agree.
To walk mm-hmm. these halls.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, we have really good kids.
Yes.
Like, and when I say good, I mean, they're just sweet and good, and they're into their studies and
they're creative. I'm
telling you, I still go back to, if you walk in the high school, blows my mind. I just thought about this. Were we there today? We were
yeah,
there today.
This morning. Uh-huh.
You have a quarter of a mile white wall, and not one kid has written anything.
I know.
On
what? It's amazing.
It is
amazing.
It's like a miracle, isn't it?
It truly is.
It is like a miracle.
When they first put those up, we were like, wait whoa. Until the graffiti uh-huh. goes on yes. these and nothing.
Nothing.
It's crazy.
It's but you're just reminded, we really have great kids.
That's they, good for even just watching the teachers that are in there.
And, the teachers are phenomenal.
The energy that they bring and the creativity
yes.
and the love. I've seen the meltdowns in the hallways and the swarm yep. of love that comes yep. around that kid.
Absolutely.
It just blows me away.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Yep. Which is another benefit of coming and being in school.
Yeah.
Surrounding yourself with people, even when you don't want to.
Yeah.
Even when it's the last thing you want to do, mm-hmm. you
yes.
know, you still just, you, the energy that comes from that. I was so tired. I got about 3 hours of sleep the other night. I was so tired, but I had already set up this night with my family and I was exhausted and I didn't want to go. And, but it's your family, right? So any mother would be like, they're going to bring me. I'm telling you, I left after 2 hours of just like, I could have run a marathon.
Yes.
And I could have not gone, but the life that other people bring mm-hmm. to you just naturally is just, it's just important. It's important to surround yourself with people.
Yep. Amen. Now, have y'all heard any feedback on what employees of FISC in general have, how they felt about y'all coming in?
I've had many comments of, we're so glad you're here. It's good to see you this morning. It's always good to have you stop by type mm-hmm. of thing. Very, very positive. I have not had any type of any stretch of the imagination negative mm-hmm. Experience at all. And I think that speaks highly of the district. Mm-hmm. I think that says something for FISD. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're on campuses or you're with FISD every...
One of us is every week.
One of us every week.
Okay.
Yes.
And sometimes we get to come together.
Yeah. Like when there was spring break, we came the next week together and that was fun
That's
to
a
do
lot
that
of fun.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another thing, I think whenever we've had some unfortunate circumstances, y'all will come in during those times too, right? And just be that extra layer of support.
Mm-hmm. Twice now mm-hmm. we've been called into the high school mm-hmm. and with some serious things that have gone on. And we've had some excellent opportunities this last time to just kind of roam the halls and talk to some of the teachers that were kind of directly affected by this.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was almost a sense of relief that somebody's here just to hear what I'm kind of feeling mm-hmm. right now.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And I just realized y'all get to stop by and talk with the counselors, which I would think the counselors pour into people on a regular basis, but you are someone that can show up at their door and have them be able to kind of visit and talk with you. So I just realized that, like, how important.
And you have to catch them.
Yeah.
You have to catch them.
They're very
so busy.
That's true. Counselors they are extremely busy.
They are busy.
One of the things I love to say to the counselors is in your position, it's very challenging and it's, you're hearing things that could just take the life out of you.
Right.
And so I encourage them to find things that give you life, because when you're working with people like that and you're dealing maybe with some pretty tough situations, it is kind of draining. And so to find some way to kind of fill that back in, I really stress that as much as I can. You know, find things that give you life.
Now for y'all, since y'all are also taking in so much, how do you handle that? What's your way?
Great question.
I craft a lot.
You craft. What does crafting look like to you? There's a lot of different crafts.
I make quilts. I stitch pretty much anything that I can do with my hands, paint or that kind of thing. Making beauty mm-hmm. out of nothing is kind of my hobby. And being surrounded by my own ministry of people that that take care and listen and let me vent or blow up. Or
have you seen quilt coats, quilt jackets?
Yes, I have.
They've become one. You do. They've become very popular. They're on my TikTok
mine's
feed
from
anyway.
What my mom made like eons ago.
Oh,
so
really? So they used to be
mine's
a thing.
Retro.
Wow, which would make it even like cooler.
Is it like right here? Is it long?
Yeah, no, it's like the it's, you know. Sport
like
coat kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Would a guy wear this?
No.
No.
Sorry.
If is it like sports things
maybe,
on the quilt?
Maybe with a different quilt.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
A little more manly.
Okay. So I follow a guy. He's a young guy in his 20s. Yep. And he finds material.
Yes.
And makes jackets out of really cool material.
Oh,
and
wow.
He makes some really incredible man jackets.
I see that. I can see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
rather,
makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you asked what gives us life. Two things for me. First of all, my grandkids, they're 10, 8, and 5, or now 6, 10, 8, and 6, and they just give me life. Secondly, I love to mentor other men, especially younger dads, younger husbands who are just kind of learning the ropes of marriage or raising children, and my wife will say, I'll come home, and she'll go, you were mentoring somebody this morning, weren't you? And I said, how could you tell? She said, because you came in and you had a spring in your step. Aww. Like, you know, you were like alive. And I said, yeah, that really does give me life to do that. Because I feel like I'm pouring something into somebody else's life that it's going to make a difference 10 years from now.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And men need it. Women need it. Men need it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all do.
Men don't seem to... Maybe that's not right, but men don't seem to say they need it and to talk about it.
Just they don't tend to seek help or want to seek help as much, it seems, as
oh,
women.
But I find that a challenge to see that wall come down.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time sometimes because guys just somehow have been trained over the years. You don't share your feelings with anybody. And I'm like, no, you can't keep stuffing those down because you pay a price for that later on. So... But anyway, those are two things that give me life and help me keep going.
Yeah,
that's great.
That is great. Okay, so we were talking about how right now it's a little bit more limited on the types of employees that you meet with. Are there any plans to expand that in the coming years? Have y'all been told anything? Do you know?
We're still waiting to hear for next fall. We would love to see this expanded to the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunities that I've had to talk to some of the teachers, it's like, wow, that's a whole nother area that I would love to see us be able to venture into. And because the ones I have had a chance to talk to, it was like, yes, we could use this, you know.
And what would that take? Would that take, obviously money, but would it take 2-3 more people? Mm-hmm. Like how many people do you see that moving up to if you take in all the teachers?
That's a good question. Yeah. Right now, the two of us are able to handle what we're doing, the level we're doing right now. If you add in the teachers, I mean, how many teachers do we have in the FISD
total
district?
Total staff is over 800, right over 800. That's total
that's
staff.
That's total. That's maintenance, custodial, bus drivers. That's everything. So let's say 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make a difference because we, right now, we spend a half hour at each site. We have 8 sites that we hit. And to add the teachers into that, I'm guessing would take another half hour at each site. And we could do that,
at least.
And so I'm thinking probably maybe another chaplain or two or care partner or two would help Yeah.
But like y'all aren't allowed to leave us, right, at the administration building.
Oh, I have no plans.
We'll stay firm. We'll stay firm.
We get to keep y'all.
You're stuck with us, okay?
Well, good. Well, I guess kind of one of the last things I want to leave our listeners with is we'd love to hear just a piece of advice for them on mental or emotional wellness. What is one piece of advice you have to give?
I think just to make it okay to talk, I think a lot of times people feel like, well, my problems aren't that big a deal. Or there's always somebody, and I can always find somebody that has a bigger problem than I do. Mm-hmm. But I always tell people, it's kind of like if I go to the grocery store and I carry out a 20-pound bag of dog food and you carry out two 20-pound bags of dog food, your load's heavier, but my load isn't any lighter for the fact that yours is heavier. And it's okay to unload that and not feel like it wasn't worth unloading, you know? Or like I said, like when I see people that they just all of a sudden just explode with what they had to say and they don't know why, but it's just because we all need to be heard and we all need a space and a place that somebody sees us and recognizes that we exist, regardless of what's going on.
And I think along with Robin, what you just said, I really encourage people. My definition of a true friend is someone that you could tell them the worst thing about yourself and they're not going to leave you. And I encourage people find somebody like that. Cause most cases there's somebody out there that can be that kind of friend to you. And so have that connection where when things start to build up inside of you, you have somebody that you feel safe going to and talking to. Because, you know, there's just so much going on in the world right now. We need at least one person that we can just unload to. Mm-hmm. And they can unload to us and we can share that load together. Someone said one time, a burden shared is halved, a blessing shared is doubled. And I think that applies to relationship as well. Yeah.
I think Larry may need his own podcast.
I know.
What do you think about that? Right?
His voice. Kick us off. I know. These profound words. We're over here tripping over ours.
You ladies make this very easy, okay? You're very comfortable to be around, so.
Well, y'all are so sweet. And truly, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you both this year and having you come sit down and speak with us. And just want you to know what a blessing you have been to us and to everyone you've come in contact with.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I appreciate FISD for taking this step. I think it's very admirable of them. And I think it tells us that the leaders in this district care about their people. Mm-hmm. And so they've taken this step.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's our joy.
And it's our joy. Yes, it is.
Well, it's been our joy having you today.
Absolutely.
And we just want to say thank you. And we hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.